Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. How are you? Are you ready for the holiday season? It's going to be here before we know it. And that's why today is the perfect time to talk about the best gift you can give. I pride myself in being a rather optimistic gal, always looking for the good, even when it seems impossible to find. But right now, I will be honest, my heart is feeling really sad. So here's what's going on for me. Last night, my mom cooked her famous potatoes with garlic and parsley. Oh my goodness, they're so good. And I invited some friends over. And over the course of several hours, we laughed, we shared a great bottle of wine, and for a brief time, we all forgot about what's going on in the world. And after the evening was over, I decided to curl up on the sofa and watch the late night news. Now, I rarely watch TV unless it's Netflix. That's an exception because I find it to be very depressing or useless. But I don't want to be completely oblivious to what's going on in the world. So from time to time, I tune in. And within a couple of minutes of turning on the TV, I heard an anchorman tell the story of a young, precious boy who was abused and died at the hands of his own mother. And in that moment, the tears literally just began to stream down my face. And it was tears for that little boy, but also the victims of Paris, the refugees who are running for their lives, those who are living in fear. It all just came pouring down my face. And all I could think about was while I was laughing and sipping wine, this little innocent child was being abused and murdered. Furthermore, hearts are breaking all over the world as violence and evil invade people's lives. And then, you know, for me, the questions just began to roll through my head, mostly about my own fortunate place in life. I'm not sure if this ever happens to you, but sometimes I feel guilt about having such a beautiful life. Sure, I'm no stranger to hardship. I've had an emotional childhood. I've been divorced times two, but been a single parent, still am, battles with depression, weight and body issues. But when I think about it, all in all, I've been extremely blessed compared to many parts of the world that have been torn apart by war, the extreme poverty, and now this little boy that I can't get out of my head. It leaves me to wonder, how did I become so blessed? I don't have the answers, but I also wonder, how can I help? Here's what I often have to remind myself of. Number one, if we truly want to help others, we must celebrate and honor our good fortune. And number two, we must use our resources wisely to make the world and ourselves a better place. While I sat there feeling so much sadness for that little boy who was murdered, nonetheless, by the person that should have loved him the most, along with all of the other meaningless violence in the world, I made a silent commitment to me and to God. In this holiday season and in my life, I want to love more than I thought possible. I want to be more grateful. I want to give more. I want to shine brighter in the darkness. Living a beautiful, generous life is the best gift you can give the world. I also decided that I'm going to adopt a child for Christmas in honor of the little boy who is now celebrating in the heavens. You see, each year there are children who will go unnoticed, who Santa Claus just happens to fly by, and whose hearts are sad and breaking. There are programs available in communities where we as a community can become a Santa to these kids. As I started thinking about children, I also began to think about all of the souls who could use some love this holiday season. So here are some of my favorite charities to consider during the holidays. There's Operation Christmas Child, Angel Tree, the Humane Society, and Meals on Wheels. I wanted to share this with you because I strongly believe that this community can make an impact on the world. We can make it a better place. This is the good that I seek, even when it seems like there's little left. I happen to believe that there is far more light in the world than the media portrays, and I also believe that each of us can make an impact. So, as we enter this season of giving, I simply feel compelled to ask you to think about your gifts to the world. Not only can you give monetarily, but you can also offer the world one more smile, one more compliment, one more helping hand. Who wants to join me in giving more this season, more than you thought possible? In celebrating and honoring our good fortune, and in using our resources to make the world and ourselves a better place. I would love to hear how you plan to give during the holidays. You can head over to the blog at tanyalee.com and share in the comments, and I look forward to seeing you over there. And I want you to know that I feel that a lot of our hearts are feeling really sad and maybe even helpless these days. And again, I believe that we can have a big impact by celebrating our lives and giving more. Thank you for tuning in this week, and I look forward to seeing you on the next podcast. Cheers. A couple of things before you go. If you enjoyed this episode of the French Kiss Life podcast, I would be so grateful if you would share it with your family and friends. And if you want to be notified of future episodes, as well as free events and gifts that are only available to the French Kiss Life community, head over to tanyalee.com/iTunes and sign up to join the most incredible group of global women who are committed to French kissing their life.